You. Deliver it. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverit.com.au.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Sir Dragonite coming at Armoury. Armoury and Sir Dragonite. Sir Dragonite takes the lead. Coming clear and joins a century of legends. Sir Dragonite for Bossy. Won the Cox Plate from Armoury, Russian Camelot.
I better give my mum and dad a shout out too. My brothers and sisters. Sorry, I don't have any sisters.
Oh, she's that excited. He thought he had a couple extra sisters. And why wouldn't you be? You won your first Cox Plate. He's won the Caulfield Cup as well. So now he's eyeing off the big one. He joins us on the line. Kieran, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are those non-existent sisters going? Must have just been that exciting. You couldn't get your head around it.
Yeah, I've been duly ripped by that comment. For the last couple of days, but anyway.
Understandable. Yeah. Understandable. I mean, it's a great sense of euphoria. I mean, the Cox Plate's one of the great races on the calendar. Has it been something that you've longed to add to the trophy cabinet?
Well, definitely, yeah. It's one of the races that you dream of winning. You know, it's probably the toughest race to win in Australia. You know, that's just that hard, tough wait for age. Then you throw the Valley into the mix and... It's certainly a big thrill and very proud of everyone involved.
So can you just give us the history with the horse? So you've only sort of laid eyes on it a couple of weeks ago, is that right?
Yeah, so he was purchased out of Coolmore or Ballydoyle, Aidan O'Brien's yard, and he was sent to Newmarket to... my co-trainer, Dave Eustace, his father and brother's yard, Park Lodge at Newmarket. And so they had him there for about 3 weeks. He went into quarantine and Harry Eustace, Dave's brother, he looked after him and did all the work on him in there. And then he came out, flew out here with all the others. And he had 2 weeks at Werribee quarantine there, and then he was out on the Friday beforehand.
Hey, Kieran, congratulations. Bossy said had plenty in the tank at the end of the race as well.
Yeah, he said he was just getting going. He said it was like a nice trial for the Melbourne Cup.
Are they prone to a touch of exaggeration, these jocks, or not?
well, I suppose, you know, he said he was very confident all the way, and in them big races, like, there's no one better. And he said he was looking around and he seen, one of the boys went, and he felt that, that might have been a bit early. And then he said he seen Armoury go, and it went the inside and he went the outside, and that might have been the difference, but he ended up winning quite easy in the end.
When you ring Bossy, how long do those phone calls go for? He's a long talker, isn't he?
Yeah, there's a touch of Craig Williams about him.
he did go on for a while there, but he was very excited. How long since you've been to the hairdresser too, Kieran?
It has been a while. And the barber.
Hey, so Dragonite heads to the Melbourne Cup, we're assuming, and does Glenn Boss stay on?
Yeah, I'd say he'd need a crowbar to get him off.
Mm.
He worked this morning here at Caulfield, and he seems nice and bright and well, and has a bit of speed.
Given that there's no crowds at the races, is it actually easier for the horses to settle under those circumstances?
If the horse, I'd say it's a huge benefit for a horse like... Russian Camelot, a horse that's sort of a little bit on edge, a horse like Sir Dragonite, he was asleep most of the day in standing out the back in the stall, which was a little bit of a concern to me. then when we put the saddle on, he sort of brightened up. But yeah, I'd say it's just some horses, thrive on the on that atmosphere, and other horses, you know, it's a bit much for them. So it just depends on the individual.
You might have to give him the stable name of Ryan Pappenhausen, because we spoke to him. I don't know whether you saw the storm last night, but on the day of a game, he has a 3-hour sleep in the afternoon to relax himself.
Yeah, well, that's what he certainly wasn't looking like he was going to win a Cox Plate about 2 hours before. He had eyes half shut, one leg cocked, and I was like, oh, God.
Well, he's going to give you a great look in the Melbourne Cup. Hey, as we head off, our listeners love a little bit of inside mail. What's your best over the next week and a half? Can you just tip us into one?
My best? Well, I'd say Oliefield will run a bit of a race in the, or Anders in the Coolmore.
Righto, we'll write that one down. That will move the market like you've never seen it. Our punters like to have a little crack. So, hey, Kieran, well done on the weekend. Well, it was a great result and good luck. There's big, big racing ahead, and I know you're going to be right in the middle of it. Thanks for your time.
No, cheers. Thanks very much.
Great to have Kieran Maher, Sir Dragon Ace. Some of your best questions there, Wispy. The one about the no crowds, that was a winner. 7 o'clock's upon us. We're going to dig deep into the grand final. You can get on the line and get involved. The Tigers are victorious again.